what are some of the responsibilities and tasks you have to do on your job?
Make sure that no one gets disorderly. Help people when need to be helped.
Do you have to wear a certain type of uniform or equipment?
Yes, I do.
What is the equipment?
Equipment requires me wearing a gun, aspatin, pepper spray, handcuffs, and emergency first aid pack.
What are the people like that you have to interact with?
People from basically all over the world. People who come from different countries to become citizens or interview for green cards.
Where is the location at of your job?
Actually, I'm located at 101 Ida B. Wells. It's on Ida B. Wells and Clark. That's downtown.
What does a typical day look like for you?
About 100 some people or more coming in for citizenship interviews, ceremonies, or still applying to speak with an officer about a green card.
Do you have to go to college, university, or is there any degree needed to be with this job?
Not at this time. High school diplomas were required.
Any practice that you needed to do before getting to your job?
First getting the job, yes. I had to at least qualify with a weapon at the gun range, shoot 200 and better, and now we shoot every 6 months for qualification.
So those are the skills and the talents. Any talents that you need?
The skills that you need is basically, you know, your own human skills. If you want to communicate with people. Mm-hmm. But the skills that they teach us is first aid, all about x-raying and weapons training.
Right now, if I wanted your job, how could I prepare myself in high school?
what we require is at least 4 years of weapons training or weapons training. Basically, if you work at a job that was armed security or something, then they'll apply for that. Other than that, just a high school diploma is required. There's no really special skills.
The chances of getting this job, are they higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher? Yeah. If this job is common, why?
Due to 9/11. When 9/11 happened, people got more consciences about security.
Are there certain regions where these jobs are more necessary? Well, this job is necessary.
Basically, in Social Security places and any federal facilities, basically, is what's more needed at.
Why?
Because I guess some people don't like the federal government. And not liking the federal government requires security for the federal government.
What are some of the exciting parts of this job?
The exciting part about the job is actually learning a different language.
So you talk to more people and learn.
I talk to many people from different cultures, and one of the cultures that I'm learning right now is Spanish.
And what would be the boring parts of this job be?
Some days there's no appointments. At the end of the month, basically no one comes in.
How much energy output is required for this job?
How much?
Energy.
Basically almost 100%, because you have to be aware of what's going on around you. People leaving bags, which is unattended, may require being a bomb or something in it. So basically, it takes 100% because you want to be aware.
Would you say people would love to do this job?
No.
Why not?
Some people find it boring. Some people think it's not dangerous.
What are some of the common complaints that you get at your job?
The way that other officers treat them as they come into the building. Sometimes they're more rude than polite. Sometimes they're polite, and then most of the time they're being rude.
Why is this job so important in this society?
I think because everyone needs some type of security. Due to people stealing and robbing and harming people, they want to have a place of being safe.
Do you have any stories, you know, about work or what has happened?
There's a whole lot of stories.
Can you give me one?
I can give you an example. One is that some people do bring weapons into the building. Guns, knives, and one person bought a sword, claiming it wasn't theirs. Most of the time, you get people screaming and yelling at you for no reason, and you know, but to respond to that, that if you don't scream and yell at them, then everything can be cool, calm, and collective. So,
would you say that the workers are paid fairly?
Very well, yes. We're paid fairly.
What could a beginner earn at, like, when you first start the job? What is it like?
That's been some years ago. I really don't recall remembering a beginner. But it's more than $10 an hour.
And what about an expert?
Oh, well, we all get paid the same after that.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. How much is that?
Based on what I got, what we get paid is about over $30 an hour.
Each hour? Wow. Are there any benefits, like, as you work longer? No. Other than just getting paid more?
No. The only benefit is that you're there. We do have a union. You're just a person that gets paid hourly wages. I mean, there are promotions when offered, supervisor positions, and then some of these workers become contract managers, and then they move on from there, whatever it's openings.
Are there any possible promotions?
Yeah, there are.
Is there a CEO/leader of this line of work?
Yes, this is a private company which is contracted out by the government, and there's someone who owns the company, so there's a CEO and person who's in charge, yes.
How long does it take to get a promotion?
Don't know, depending on your work skills, you know, or whenever they offer the position for supervisors.
Would you be doing the same thing for days, or would it change over time?
It would change over time. It
changes over time. Is there a danger of a step down instead?
For supervisors, there is. If you're a supervisor, more than likely they won't let you become what we call gray shirts, which is basically the average worker.
What is the evolution of this job? Like, how have you started?
Sorry, kid?
How did you start?
By working one job as an armored car operator and not liking that, and overhearing someone talk about working for the federal government as a contractor. So basically word of mouth.
There is a lot of danger in this job, right?
Right.
A lot of danger?
Yes, every day there is. When people not liking the government, they tend to protest about the government. They tend to want to harm the federal workers who are we there to secure in the federal building. So there's a lot of danger.
You have any interesting facts about your job?
Interesting facts about my job? Yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing interesting. It's just being attentive at my post when I'm required to be attentive.
How long does it take to receive pay raises?
Once a year. We've been getting raises at least once a year.
Last question. Do you enjoy doing your job? And if you could change your job, would you?
Yes, to both. I would. I definitely enjoy what I do. And if I can change my job, yes, I would change it. I would actually listen more to my workers than basically just giving them something that I think they need. Their words and their opinions count.